أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب، ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. In tonight's Taraweeh, being the second night of the holy month of Ramadan, with the help and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have completed the first half of the third juz of the Holy Qur'an Majid. In the second juz and para of the Qur'an, various masail and laws have been discussed with great and in-depth detail pertaining to the fast of Ramadan, Hajj and Umrah, masail pertaining to wedlock, divorce, iddah after demise or after divorce, likewise laws pertaining to breastfeeding and so on. However, the ayat which I would like to just touch on, the opening verse of tonight's Taraweeh, which is the first ayat of the second quarter in the second juz of the Qur'an, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Ulama write that this ayat was revealed regarding the Christians and the Jews who had a debate and an argument regarding the qibla and the direction that one should face during his prayers. If we go back to history, we will realize that the Jews would face Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa during their prayers, which is situated on the western side of the Holy Kaaba. And the Christians would face the area or the place where the sun would rise, and that is the eastern side of the Holy Kaaba. So once there was an argument or a debate between the Christians and the Jews with regard to the correct qibla and direction that one should face during his salah or his prayer. It is then when Allah Rabbul Izzah revealed this verse, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. Piety is not just to face a certain direction and a certain qibla, but rather true piety is as follows. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah discusses piety. Now often we heard talks, lectures, bayans on the topic of taqwa and piety, and we have some shallow understanding of piety. Let us for these few minutes reflect, focus and contemplate over this ayah and see how Allah Himself defines piety. What is piety according to the Qur'an of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat lists six qualities of the pious which makes up what is called piety or taqwa. The first quality of the pious, iman in Allah Rabbul Izzah. That the pious have genuine, sincere, firm belief, faith and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This term iman is one of those Quranic words that cannot be literally translated. One cannot suffice in the literal bare translation. Rather, the real meaning of iman is when a person reaches a certain level of certitude and conviction in the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he accepts whatever is mentioned to him that has come to us via Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it corresponds or agrees to his understanding, his logic or not. For example, the ayah that has passed today, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah promises in this ayah, He will destroy interest. And Allah will cause our charity to grow and increase. Logic will tell us, by receiving interest, we can see the figures going up. We can see our money increasing. By spending in charity, we can see the figures dropping. We can see the decrease in our wealth. To go against this understanding and this logic of ours, and to firmly believe that the words of Allah is definite and certain, and there can be nothing that could override the words of Allah Rabbul Izzah, this is the real meaning of iman. Iman, my respected brothers and elders, is the greatest bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot make enough shukr and express our real gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this great ni'mah of iman. Recently a survey was done in which they discovered that the fastest growing religion in the world is Islam. The fastest growing religion in the world is Islam. But very sad to say, the fastest growing faith and belief in the world is atheism. The ideology that promotes belief in the absence of God. And this fitna is slowly creeping into our community. One of our elders of Tabligh has mentioned that before we could not safely say that every immediate and distant family member of ours is performing salat 5 times a day. And today we have come to such a time that Allah protect us, we cannot safely say that everyone in our family has true iman in his heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our iman, to keep us on iman, to make us die with iman. Daily you should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and secure this iman of ours. Likewise, we should take our time daily to speak about the might, the majesty, the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To such an extent that the real meaning of iman is ingrained and embedded and entrenched in the deep recesses of our hearts. So the first quality of the pious, that they have firm belief and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise in His angels, in His noble scriptures, in His prophets, in His messengers. And they also believe in the final day known as the day of recompense. The next quality of the pious mentioned in this ayat, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَىٰ. The pious are those who spend generously. They don't hoard and store their wealth for the future. They spend on the poor, on the orphans, on the widows, on the beggars, on the slaves, on the travelers. Despite having love for that wealth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in a hadith that the best form of charity and sadaqah is that charity that you spend whilst you are fit and healthy and you have desire to keep that wealth for your own good in the future. Despite that you spend it in the path of Allah, this is the best form of charity and sadaqah. If you have to reflect on this word, ala hubbihi, that Allah says despite the love they have for the material things of this world, they spend it and distribute it amongst the poor and needy. Allama Ashraf Ali Tanwi Hakim al-Ummah rahimahullah writes, under the commentary of the verse that comes in Surah Tawbah, he writes that, maal ki mahbubiyat madhmoom nahi hai, balki maal ki ahabbiyat madhmoom hai. It is part of nature to have love for the material things of this world, and that is not something blameworthy or reproachable. Rather, what is blameworthy or reproachable is when the love for the material things of this world become more beloved than Allah and His Messenger, and that prevents you from progressing in terms of your deen. And that becomes as a deterrent from you fulfilling the injunctions and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, the second quality of the pious, they spend generously. And this is the month of generosity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend as much as he was able to in this noble month of Ramadan. The third quality of the pious, aqama as-salah. Allah says the pious are those who establish their salah on time. If you have to go into the root word of aqama, which is derived from the word iqamatu salah, which is so rich and vast in meaning, that this word combines the meaning of perfection and punctuality. That the pious are those who perfect, beautify their salah by discharging every rukan, every sunnah, every mustahab act, or every mustahab action in salah diligently, perfectly well, with total or complete devotion, sincerity and submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, they are punctual and steadfast upon their salah. They never abandon or omit their salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in a hadith, that person who misses one salah, it is as if he has lost all his wealth and his entire family. This is the severity for missing one salah. So the pious are those who are steadfast upon their salah, and they perfect and beautify the salah with full devotion and submission before Allah Rabbul Izzah. The next quality, which is the fourth quality of the pious, وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ. They fulfill the annual obligation of zakat every year, wholeheartedly, happily, without objecting and finding fault in the institution of zakat. They happily pay the zakat every year with a smile on their face. In fact, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we read that amongst the many signs of qiyamah, which have been prophesied or predicted by the paragon of Allah's creation, that when the ummah will treat zakat as a tax, and they will consider it to be a burden, they will look for every loophole and hila and leeway to avoid the obligation of zakah. Nabi alayhi salam says, then fear, qiyamah is very, very close. So amongst the qualities of the pious, that they happily, wholeheartedly pay the zakat every year on time. The fifth quality of the pious mentioned this ayat, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. They fulfill their promises. They are very faithful and loyal when it comes to their promises, their agreements, when it comes to the pacts that they make with other people. They don't deceive and betray others. Deception and betrayal is a sign of a hypocrite. According to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even if he performs salat, even if he observes the fasting of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salam says he's a munafiq, he's a hypocrite, because he has a quality of deception. Amongst the many qualities of a munafiq is one who deceives and betrays others. And the last quality mentioned of the pious in this ayat was sabirina fil ba'sa, those who exercise patience, they endure and they have sabr during the times of difficulty, hardship, bloodshed and war. They are very steadfast and punctual upon Islam. They don't lose hope and courage. They exercise beautiful patience and sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that those who exercise patience, their reward has no hisab, no limit whatsoever. Nabi alayhi salam explains, on the day of Qiyamah, when the people who enjoyed afiyah, safety from every type of calamity in this world, when they will see the rewards that will be given to those who exercise patience, who went through some difficulty, some hardship and test in this world, people of afiyah on the day of Qiyamah, they will wish and aspire and desire, how nice it would have been if our skins were cut and pierced with sharp objects and knives, looking at the great rewards Allah has kept in store for those who exercise patience in this world. So the last quality of the pious, they exercise patience and sabr during the times of difficulty and hardship. So again, Allah Rabbul Izzah lists the qualities of the pious. Firstly, they have firm belief and iman. Secondly, they spend generously. Thirdly, they establish their salah. Fourthly, they discharge their zakah. Fifth, they fulfill their promises. And lastly, they exercise patience. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the true, genuine believers who are sincere before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are known as the sadiqeen. Who are the sadiqeen? In the next part, Allah says, humul muttaqoon. The sadiqeen are those who are known. They are the people of piety and taqwa. These are the true qualities of the pious. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us these true qualities of the pious, and may He make taqwa and piety a reality in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu.